thing like Christmas has had something to do with like walking down the mountain and throwing rocks at the next village.
Eating mutton.
Yes.
Being beaten with a reed cane.
Spying on neighbors.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the old X-ray goggles from the comic book and little spy glasses.
Yeah.
All right. We'll check in with Stash in a minute. We are on round 10 and all right, Jerry Lewis, I've had a very Merry Christmas. Derek, you are up for round 10.
All right, I got to bring out the big guns now, I guess.
You do. It's 5-4, right? I got it.
5-4. Chris is leading for the first time.
Mm-hmm. These are about as big as the guns get at this time of year. So here we go. This is a recent favorite.
Round 10, that's Love Is All Around from Love Actually, from Billy Mack, who's also Bill Nye, I believe. Something like, yeah, Bill Nye. All right, for my round 10 pick. All right, we heard Derek and Lisa, so I have to play something that I have done when I was a young lad 8 years ago in 2008. It was the end of the year, and it was a different time And I wrote this now holiday classic that I'm going to play for you next called Viva La Santa.
One day, now in the morning I'll need a loan to keep the village I used to own. I made a list and checked it twice. I found the kids were both naughty and nice. Listen as the crowd would sing, four calling birds and five golden rings. One minute the world loved me, Hanukkah Harry had nothing on me. And I discovered from my elves firsthand, they lost all their work, outsourced to Thailand. Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their beds, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season will be okay. I lost my job, but I'm still jolly old fat and gray. 'Cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 It was Saint Nick who used to grin. Climb down a chimney and you'd let me in. Delicious cookies and a glass of milk. People forgot about me, thought I was a jerk. This year all there is hate. Not even spam on a dirty plate, just a recession in my red silk drawers. Oh, who would ever wanna be Claus? Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their beds, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season will be okay. I'll stuff some stockings for old time's sake. Never sit on my knee, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, but tightwad rich guys put me out of my job. This Christmas season will be okay. I'll watch some TV with Mrs. Claus, eggnog and rum all day, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
WMFO Medford.
A service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, there we go. It's round 10. Bringing out the big guns there. We had Billy Mack. I'm sorry. Billy Mack, Christmas is All Around. And that was me from 2008 with Viva La Santa. And we start with Molly for round 10.
Both are really good, but I love Love Actually, so I gotta go with Derek and Billy Mack.
All right. Terrence.
Love Actually had, and I didn't think Chris was going to be able to top it, and he did. I still love Derek's theme, overall theme in the big picture, because it's like the wet, wet, wet. We got killers, pussycats, asses. I love the whole eggnog and the alcohol, Derek. I thought the list is fantastic. Anything with alcohol is good, right? That proves it. But I got to get anyone that does anything, something like, you know, original, you got to go with it. I got to go with Chris on that one.
Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Winston Kidd.
Okay. Torn on this one. But the problem is, through the whole contest this year, I've been going local. So I got to go local. I'm going with Chris.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. I would have went local, but there's one thing that was missing from your song, Chris.
Laser lights. Horseshoe crabs and laser lights?
Jingle bells.
Jingle bell rock.
There was no jingle bells in your song.
I have the jingle bell bells. Rock is playing.
No, there wasn't any jingle bells in the background.
What is a requirement for it to be a Christmas
Yours,
song?
That song,
well, I got some in there.
Billy Mack's song had some Christmas, you know, they had bells in it. And
the
stuff
remix
like that.
Has
yeah.
bells in it.
So I'm going to vote for Derek, and I'm going to really make it hard on
here we go.
Be the deciding vote. But I'm going to go Derek.
All right.
I didn't Shazam any of these. I can tell you I've been sitting in this chair for a long time. I've had a lot of chocolate. I have to go to the bathroom. My knees hurt. And this chair stinks like BO, which I now stink like, I'm sure, from sitting in it for so long. My favorite part of Chris's song was where his voice would crack and he would just keep going with it like he meant to be hit a high note. And I'm really sorry, Derek, but I had
There we go.
Chris's song made me laugh, and it's all about making me laugh.
Tough to beat the original.
Thank you, sir.
Champion is Chris. I'm sorry that I had to call it, but
that's
I'm
it.
Pretty damn proud of it.
Derek?
Tough to beat the original.
Thank you, man.
You've never won. Well done, sir.
Undefeated. 4 years.
But this was a
tough one. This was you brought the hardest game I think you've brought this year, and I was sweating. I never got even a bit of a lead until toward the end there.
Looking back, I think the adjustment that Chris made with South Park kind of started to turn.
That was
a turning point. Took advantage of that spot.
I was debating dropping Billy Mack in the previous round, and I was like, probably would have taken the previous round if I'd done that, but I was like, no.
Yeah.
Give me a strong opener for the final round.
I think that's the one I remember playing that, and I think it was when we did the Christmas battle, because I do remember playing Billy Mack, and I think it was in the Christmas battle there and winning that. But it is a strong song, and I finally saw that movie, I believe, last year, the year before, and I thought it was a great movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great holiday movie.
If you're in a long-term relationship, if you've just started dating, if you got no one to love but your right hand. It's a great movie to watch during the holiday season.
He's a lefty.
You should consider categories,
world,
though.
The world is prejudiced against us lefties.
There should be like a local. There should be a round where it's just local.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Thought about doing that.
Well, like Derek and I have kind of done. We didn't really do it this year because we also had. Like, if I played something older, he would have something older in his bag, and same thing.
Yeah.
You know, but this year we're a Star Wars and a Star Wars, but it kind of jumped around there because I had that old organ, and you played a modern song, and then in that last one, I played something. See, I probably should have played myself against you two because that's what we did the other year.
Right.
And I actually think I played a piece of your show.
Yes.
I played a piece of you and Paul from years ago. Early on. And I played one rant one year when you were yelling at PJ and Lisa, I think. to Christmas music, I believe.
Lisa still cringes every time she hears that.
Yeah.
What did PJ do?
PJ and Lisa, well...
PJ was late.
It was 7 o'clock.
And Derek was upset.
PJ had just walked in the door and Lisa hadn't shown up yet. And I was not happy with it.
You're like the dad of the radio show, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's one rule in radio. Show up on time.
Yeah.
We all learned that in no uncertain terms.
I was here at 4:30.
Yeah, no, you were great. You get extra candy.
I don't want to wear candy.
I was here not much later than that.
So we have some time. We have 45 minutes left in the show here. We can play some songs that you guys might want to hear.
Oh, no, let's burn a few.
We can chat.
Let's burn a few.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, come on, let's burn a few. No, they never get played again.
They don't let us do that.
Condone that over the airwaves here at WMFO in Medford.
In North Korea, we do.
So we can talk about holiday stuff, or we can play a couple more tunes. We could see what maybe our tiebreaker songs would have been. We could do anything. We can definitely take a pee break.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe if I change my vote on one of the rounds, we can have a... We should all meet next week and go over our votes again.
We should meet Christmas Eve. Yeah.
They will be reviewed by the International Committee after this broadcast.
It's the Electoral College that still has to... Formalize everything, right?
Winston has to submit them. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to be graceful with my win, and I.
That's different.
Humbly. Oh, now I'm not even going to do it. Now I'm not going to do it. I was going to humbly ask Derek to play maybe one of his songs that he would have liked to hear, but now I kind of want to play one of mine.
No, go for it.
Hey, Chris, play your victory song.
My victory song. Okay, this was on the list, and I didn't play it, and I thought it was a very, very strong one, and I almost came close to playing it when Derek played his one from the 60s a couple rounds ago. The one that you had, geez, what was it?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yes.
By Harmony Grid.
Yes, yes. I came close to playing this one. This is a fun song that I found called My Boyfriend's Coming Home for Christmas from a person named Tony Wine from 1963. I'll be back in a moment. Time Travel versus The Big Picture / Here at Wow Comedy Spectacular. We are here with you until 9 p.m. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sweaters, underwear, and socks. But what you'd really Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas this year.
Well, your eyes just haven't been the same, Joseph. Are you bad at dealing with the fame, Joseph? There's a pale moonshine above you. Do you see both sides? Do they shove you around?
Is the touchstone forcing you to hide, Joseph? Are the rumors eating you alive, Joseph?
When the holy night is upon you, will you do what's right? The position is yours.
From the tail. When she took her stand, did she hold your hand? Will your faith stand still or run away? Run away. You think you're gonna drop? Do you wish you were back there at the carpenter shop
with the plane and the lathe? The work never drove you mad. You're a maker, a creator, not just somebody's dad.
From ten.
been the same, Joseph.
She works so hard just to buy
had to do it alone. She couldn't even afford to send Grandpa to a nursing home. As Grandpa aged, he began to lose mobility. Soon after that, he also lost his ability to reach around and wipe his bum, so he had to rely on his daughter to wipe it clean and drop the poopy paper in the toilet water. Oh, Grandpa, 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 you shouldn't dress as Santa when you're sitting on the toilet, unless you want to spoil it. I'm talking about the spirit of Christmas for your grandson. Oh, 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 oh. I saw Mommy wiping Santa's bum. Ever since that day, I have been wishing that Mommy hadn't bothered with Christmas tradition of dressing up Grandpa in that Santa suit. Sure, we all thought that it was cute, but that was before I saw him in it as Mommy wiped his poop. Oh, Grandpa, 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 you shouldn't dress as Santa when you're sitting on the toilet, unless you want to spoil it. I'm talking about the spirit of Christmas for your grandson. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 I saw Mommy wiping Santa's bum.
A baby, let me see your lovely titties bare. Take these beads from round my neck and flash that pretty pair. Oh, let me see.
Oh, let him see.
Oh, titties bare.
What for zombies?
I bet all the tea in China. You're not a babe who stuffs. So undo the hooks behind you and let this poor boy see them in the bar. I just wanna see your titties bare. Pull that blouse up to your neck, reveal the treasure there. Oh, let me see.
Oh, let him see.
Oh, titties bare.
What for zombies?
Baby, let me see. Your mounds of milky white. Some humdingers you've got there, they jiggle left and right. Oh, let me see.
Oh, let him see.
Oh, titties bare. I don't need to see vagina. I don't have beads enough. I'm sure there is none that's finer, but I just can't afford your lovely mouth. I just wanna see your titties bare. Hike that blouse up to your neck and give the twins a man. Oh, let me see.
Oh, let him see.
Oh, titties bare. Oh, let me see.
Oh, let him see your titties bare.
I just wanna see your titties bare.
Lots of- If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Part of like the Christmas show is having the band in to do an acoustic
set.
Well,
I would get the guitar mic on the guitar. Give that to him, and then we'll give Robbie.
Oh, don't
that.
Cross it. Remember Ghostbusters.
Don't cross the streams.
So basically, the idea behind the song is.
Pete, do you want to get that closer to your guitar?
Yeah, get closer. Yeah. Get closer. Check one. How we sounding, Pete? That's give a little good. Strum on the guitar. Yeah,
sounds good.
So basically what it is, you know, I work retail 9 hours a day, and I moved to Alston with a lot of hopes and fears 2 years ago. And
shouldn't
you
there
know,
be like a musical underpinning to this?
Yeah, you guys want to just do a little something behind it? Okay, Nick D'Amico and Pete Tentendo, the future of the Boston music scene. Good for
Pete
them.
Tentendo.
Oh, you remember that.
Wow. Pete Tentendo.
You remember? Wow, even Paul knows it too.
But basically what it is it's called Christmas in Allston. And anybody who's lived in Allston or have read the news, Allston was voted one of the 10 worst cities to live in the United States by a periodical, which I will not mention right now.
Go Allston.
But basically this song is about that, about living in Allston and, you know, somehow finding hope in the grit. Somehow being a dreamer amongst the grit. And the song is called Christmas in Allston. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Well, I'm going to Home Depot and I'm gonna buy a tube. And I'll put it on my muffler and on the hole that I chew food. And I'm going to meet Mr. Miyagi in the dojo in the sky. You say he's Pat Morita, but I know now he's that guy. He's dead. Merry Christmas. Text me now. Let's get Tintin Buffet and La Carte from Shaw's. Let's rent Big Trouble in Little China. Ride the Pork Chop Express in the dark. You can sweat it out in the sports bars while the dudes play Golden Tee. Oh, fill my heart container, Princess Zelda, marry me. Have a wonderful Christmas. Somerville, Allston, Cambridge, Boston, respectively. If you're on the highway, drive safe. Honk the horn. Roadsteamer.com. HBInc.com. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's Christmas in Allston.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yay!
Reminds me of the Christmases I spent in Allston.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Learn to give up on dreams.
WMFO Medford. There's the Pet Shop Boys with their other Christmas tune. They had a little Christmas EP a few years ago that was pretty good. And Derek and I got to go see them this year, which is a fantastic show. Thank you for getting the tickets for that.
The highlight of the year.
Yeah, it was very good. I'll play a little Pretenders in the background here as we go out. Let's talk about 2016. What are you thankful for? Well, you did that on Thanksgiving. You can talk about what you're thankful for. You want to wish somebody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Why don't we start up with our Judge Terrence here. Thank you, Terrence. First time in for the Christmas show. Coming in to judge.
We got to get Terrence back.
Thank
Terrence,
you. It's nice to be here. I liked being bribed by Derek. next year, Derek, I'd like to actually drink the eggnog and the vodka with you and maybe check out your list.
Nice.
I'm rooting for you next year, man.
Nice.
Definitely, without a doubt. Hey, I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Festivus Day, and any other celebration you want to have.
And hello to John Solstice, and Lorraine in Limerick.
Yes.
Terrence's cousins listening in.
Yes. My favorite cousins.
My favorite of your cousins, too. Yeah.
And my favorite cousins. And if my other cousins are listening, just block your ears.
Go ahead, Winston.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. Look, 2017 is going to be much better than 2016. I'm completely convinced of that. So I'm optimistic.
And once again, thank you again to Winston for coming in for yet another year of Christmas battling it out.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, blah, blah, blah. Happy Hanukkah, Pincus.
Is it over yet? Has it started?
I think it starts
Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It starts Saturday.
Yeah.
Late start this year.
It starts Saturday. But no, thanks for having me, Chris and Derek.
Yeah, you bet.
This is always fun time and...
It was great having you here.
Yeah, I wish I can see you guys more often, and and hopefully we can make that happen.
Yeah,
you know, maybe more than once a year. But thanks for having me, and I hope everyone has a great year, truly healthy, prosperous, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
well said.
All your dreams come true.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me again. I don't know why you let me do this.
But, because you're the best.
I'm grateful.
It's not the show without you.
And I was toward a
and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're bringing uncomfort to the show.
It's my gift. It really is. I'm sorry, Sarah couldn't make it. What's the word? Shout out? Is that the cool
thing?
Yes. The kids say?
I did a shout out.
Sarah, yeah, she's homesick.
I played the Pansy Division for her. I played Homo Christmas
All right.
for her.
I doubt she's listening.
Okay.
She's like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would she listen?
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else. But, but again, thanks.
She knew you were
happy
on.
Everything. Yeah. Happy holiday. Happy whatever Derek celebrates. I don't know what you celebrate.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, that. And thank you for the happy Hanukkah. That's. I'll do the best I can with the happy Hanukkah.
Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Unless you have the laser lights on your house, in which case, no. Hope Santa brings you coal.
Coal people.
Happy New Year. You know, this has been, in a lot of ways, one of the more challenging years in recent memory. And the one thing that we can say right now is we are all still here. Mm-hmm. And we all still have people in our lives who we love and who love us. Think about that this holiday season. Turn off the noise. Turn off the nonsense. Take a few minutes and just forget that this year ever happened. 2017 is coming. Good God. It has to be better. It just has to be. Because the only way it could be worse, asteroid wipes out all life on Earth. That's about the only thing I think that's going to happen.
Happen to dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Great.
Go ahead, Molly.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for having me in again. It's one of the three shows a year I'm allowed to be here, so thanks. I'll see you guys all again for the Oscar show.
Thank you once again to Molly for coming in, and thank you all the listeners out there, WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. I will be back next week. How about yourself, Derek? You'll be in here next week?
I will be doing a little here at WOW next week.
Yeah, and I will be doing time travel. I'll be doing an end-of-the-year show. And Merry Christmas to all my friends and family. For myself, personally, it really wasn't that bad of a year. It's not over yet, but knock on wood. And as Derek said, much better than I can. Hold on to the people that are in your lives, because you never know when they are not going to be anymore. So have a very, very Merry Christmas. And I will talk to you next week, time travelers, to wish you a very, very happy new year. I'm going to leave you with a person who left us this year, Prince, with Another Lonely Christmas. Good night, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
time we swam naked in your father's pool. Boy, he was upset that night. Boy, was that ever cool. Remember that night we played for Keaton for money, and you robbed me blind. Remember how you used to scream so loud, cause you hated the number nine. Your sister skating on the lake this afternoon. Good heaven, how she's grown. She's the boy skates, she's so tall. But oh, your father's children. Oh, your father's children, baby. You know you are the finest of them all. You are brighter than the northern star. Guess that only applies to her. Cause baby, you promised me. Baby, you promised me you'd never leave. And then you died on the 25th day of December. Oh, baby, last night I spent another lonely, lonely Christmas. Your mother said it was stressed, but the doctor said you were dead. Now I say it's senseless. Every Christmas night for 7 years now, I drink banana daiquiris till I'm blind. As long as I can hear you smiling, baby, you won't hear my tears.